From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. There's a bit more news today about the passenger who boarded a transatlantic flight on Saturday with explosives concealed in his shoes. It turns out that the man, identified as Richard Reed, attended the same mosque in London as Zacharias Moussaoui. Moussaoui has been indicted for conspiracy in connection with the September 11th attacks. The British press reports today that Reed was a small-time criminal who had converted to Islam in jail. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The Times of London reported today Richard Reed was like many other young men in the economically depressed area of Brixton, schooled in street smarts and crime. Born in Bromley of a Jamaican father and English mother, Reed was reportedly imprisoned for petty criminal offenses. After his release, he studied Islam at the Brixton Mosque in southeast London. Mosque chairman Abdul Haq Baker says after a time, he began to notice a transformation in Reed's behavior.
He was a very amiable, cooperative individual in the early part when we knew him, learning about religion, attending Arabic classes and such like. I think towards the end of his period with us, we noticed a change and that he had been going elsewhere. I think he was impressed by some of the speech and rhetoric of the more extreme views of Islam, and he felt that that was the channel that he wanted to proceed along with regards to any sort of action.
Reed wore the signs of increasing militancy. He grew a full-length beard and cast off Western clothes for military fatigues. The Times reported that Reed's mother went looking for him at the mosque several months ago after he had traveled to Pakistan and stopped communicating with his family. Two U.S. government officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, said some minor al-Qaeda members captured in Afghanistan had been shown Reed's picture and recognized him from one of their training camps. Officials in Washington, however, had not verified this claim. The Boston Globe reported that the complexity of the explosive mix found in Reed's shoes raised questions about whether the suspect had assistance. Brixton Mosque Chairman Abdul Haq Baker says he does not believe that Richard Reed was acting alone.
When we saw it was him who was involved in this, immediately we said this was not of his initiation. And if you look at how he fumbled this whole thing, that's just indicative of the gullibility of the individual. Now, obviously he's not innocent, but he was not the one who was the sole orchestrator of this event.
Scotland Yard has been working with the FBI on the shoe bomber investigation and has been questioning the mosque chief for background information. Mosque Chairman Baker says he alerted authorities 5 years ago about attempts by extremists to infiltrate his mosque.
We've always kept the police informed of those extremists who were operating in the local area, centres around London. I think they said they would monitor it, and that's all we were ever told.
Baker says he teaches an orthodox form of Islam at the Brixton Mosque that condemns terrorism. Such instructions have made the mosque a target of contempt among more radical Muslims. But its young worshippers also make attractive prey for new recruits to a holy war. And Baker estimates that there are hundreds of extremists willing to carry out acts similar to Reed's to promote the cause of a jihad. The fact that another terror suspect, Zacharias Moussaoui, once attended the same mosque as Reed has also deepened suspicions about Britain as a breeding ground for radicalism. A key question is whether Richard Reed is at all linked to Moussaoui, who is being held on conspiracy charges in connection with the September 11th attacks. Reed's alleged attempt to blow up another plane Saturday has set off alarms about other terrorist sleeper cells. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.